This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Denny, I just got a gun. I can't wait to use it.
I didn't know you hunted.
I don't, but that's not what I got it for.
So, what exactly do you intend to do with it?
I thought I might shoot some people. I mean, it's my gun, and since it's my property, I'm entitled to do with it what I wish.
You're not really going to shoot anyone, are you?
Of course not. But I thought it would be an interesting way to talk about the ethics of property.
Well, there are limits to what one may do with their property, as your outrageous example demonstrates.
Actually, that example comes from legal philosopher Joseph Singer and his book Entitlement, The Paradoxes of Property. In it, he challenges the conventional view that a property owner has the right to do whatever they wish with it.
But property claims always have an impact on others simply because the basic right of any property holder is the right to exclude others from making use of the property. In other words, property claims inevitably make claims about power and social relationships.
And that's where property rights meet ethics.
And the conflict gets interesting when we realize that property means much more than where you happen to live. For example, a drug patent, which is a property claim, permits me to deny access to the drug if folks can't afford the prices I want to charge, even if that means that they suffer and die.
On the surface, letting people die because they cannot afford medication isn't ethically defensible. In a democratic society, property claims must and do have their limits. The question is where.
What is the relationship between entitlement and obligation? Lay your claim on us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This program is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.